Milwaukee Public Schools hired a new superintendent last spring after its previous leader resigned amid the fallout of a financial scandal. Corrine Hess reports on efforts to rebuild trust in Wisconsin's largest school district.
Up a little closer, we got some seats up here, bring a chair.
A few months after she took over as superintendent of Milwaukee Public Schools, Brenda Casilius stood in front of a small gathering of staff and parents at Congress Middle School on the city's west side. It was July. The room was hot. Casilius had already put in a 12-hour day. But she knew this community outreach event was the most important meeting on her agenda.
I am doing these tours because I think that this is an important way to hear from the different parts of the city around the hopes and dreams for your schools.
Those hopes and dreams ranged from hiring more teachers and support staff to improving the food in the cafeterias. But for some parents in the district, the bigger question is why they should keep sending their kids to Milwaukee Public Schools. Kate Spivak has been a teacher in the district for 9 years. At the listening session, she said her husband wants them to move out of the city. She wants to stay. Her son starts school with the district next week.
So I have several hopes and dreams. I want him to stay in MPS. I want him to stay all the way through. Yes, I want him to go to high school. State of things right now, I don't know if that's going to be the case.
When Casilius took over as superintendent in March, she knew one of her toughest jobs would be changing the public's opinion of the embattled district.
I can't come in just with big plans. I need to make those big plans with the community. I've said all along that this is going to be community-led and community-driven, and these listening sessions are a way to be able to demonstrate that to the community.
Casilius arrived in Milwaukee after the school district faced one of its most tumultuous years in recent history. Just 1 month after voters narrowly passed a referendum, financial mismanagement by former superintendent Keith Posley was revealed. The state withheld millions of dollars in state funding, prompting Posley's resignation. Governor Tony Evers also ordered 2 independent audits. Both produced damning results. Milwaukee has long struggled with declining enrollment, rising absenteeism, and financial deficits, but the controversial referendum and the challenges that followed have damaged the district. Longtime education activist Howard Fuller says he has never seen MPS in as weak of a political position as it is today.
That referendum and the incompetence and the deceit that surrounded it eroded support for MPS in places where you would normally have very strong support.
Casilius believes her upbringing and past experiences allow her to connect with Milwaukee families. The district is more than 75% minority. More than 83% of families are economically disadvantaged. Casilius grew up in public housing with a single mother, and she herself was a single mother for years. She put herself through college with a Pell Grant for low-income students.
And so that's how I've made my life choices. In my career and in my purpose for being on this earth is to wake up every day and make a difference for children and their families.
Today, Casilius keeps colorful poster boards in her conference room covered with notes. They're the hopes and dreams people shared during the 9 summer listening sessions. The new superintendent says those meetings weren't about increasing enrollment, rather making things better for the families already in Milwaukee. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.